I would have been cut off last night. I spent 3.5 hours at junior minor football game for my grandson. I tried to get him involved in different sports, and if he saw his before and after picture, it'd be a good advertisement for what sports can do, because in 3 months, he looks totally different. He's lost weight, and he really enjoys the football. But we need the extra money to get our kids to these things. I've been lucky because YSEN stepped up and paid for my football, but not every grandparent in Hamilton is able to get that coverage. It takes a year to get that coverage to start with. A lot of us grandparents don't know about any of these things that you can get in Hamilton for free. But this is supposed to be the city to raise a child. Well, not for grandparents, it isn't. Because we've had to refigure our budget to take out $562, and it's very difficult. Having to pay my granddaughter swims for her school team, it costs $2 to go on the bus. If she runs the marathon for the kids at school, we had to pay $2 for a bus for that. So anything she's doing, and she's doing it for the community, and nobody is there to help these kids continue this practice.
Okay, Barbara?
I just want to say that I feel for the city of Hamilton that to be the first city that CARP launch cuts off the grandchildren whose grandparents have custody was really such a sadness, because I would expect from the city of Hamilton, who has tremendous social situations going on as well. This city is the city that's advertised all across Canada as being the city that services people that have social needs or physical needs or psychiatric needs. So it's not that Hamilton doesn't know that they got this situation going on and should be advocates at the provincial level, the federal level, to get the funding that they require to pay these social situations. We did step forward and did the in-house situation with the OW, and it was denied. We could not get an answer. It's taken 2.5 years to get to you, Mr. Eisenberger, and I know that it's been 2.5 years. I know you haven't been the mayor for that long, but I know that there's been other mayors before. It's been taken us 2.5 years to get to a voice that can make a difference. I just want to say on behalf of my granddaughter, my own daughter has a psychiatric illness. I was requested by a psychiatrist to go get custody of her. And that's what they've used against us, that all grandchildren with custody are terminated because they're saying it's permanent. There is no such animal. Custody is not a permanent story. It is a legal paper that allows you to enroll your the grandchild into school. Take it to a doctor or anything that requires that kind of legal paper. But at the OW tribunal that we went to with Erlene, they used the word temporary against her. When initially, when we spoke to Brenda Fluitt, that she said that temporary is only while this child is in this little bubble, if you want to say, not being with their parent. And temporary can last until they're 18 years old. When at the OW tribunal that Mr. Paul Miller had come to, and Mr. Peter had come from Paul Miller's office to represent us, they used the word custody against us. And I have to say that it's not hard to understand. Really, it isn't. Especially at that tribunal, I had the papers on me. Mr. Vance McHugh from the OW office turns and said, "You never tried to put that family back together again." I said, "That was never a question asked by Brenda Fluitt." And then he turns around and said, "Well, you have permanent custody." I said, "It's not a fact. There's no permanency in custody. I said, my daughter is on ODST. Free legal aid has had me in court for more than a year, which costs all of these grandparents if the parents come back to get custody returned." And I had those papers on me, fortunately, that day, handed it to them. they look through these court custody papers and watching that, or knowing that my daughter is trying to get her daughter returned. It's not up to me to make my daughter qualify to have the custody returned. It will happen through the court system. But just to say that we have this ongoing burden, it is very, very difficult to be between a parent and a child, and that is our child to begin with. And we're enduring stories of drug and alcohol abuse, or the fact that these children can't look after their children. This is not our wish. Our wish is that our children are strong enough, able enough to take care of our grandchildren. And I just really want you to understand it at this level. We try to make OW listen to us, and now it's taken a rally to get to you to explain it again.
Well, I don't think that's quite accurate, quite frankly, because I only heard about your going out on the street today for the first time. So this is an issue that percolated yesterday, and for me personally, I've been here for 2 years. This is the first I've heard of it.
I understand what you're saying.
I respect all of you.
I just really want to express that to you. Your staff, including Joanne Prael, who is your director, she most definitely did know about this situation. It's been going on a long time. It is your staff's responsibility to inform you. And I really want to say it started 2.5 years ago, and they knew that they were blocking off a huge segment of this particular temporary care assistance. They did inform us that there's still people on TCA, but they made it so that any grandchild who has custody of this child, this is the legal paper that allows, they knew that, and they should have been the ones that informed the council, the mayor especially.
Let's have Joanne respond to that. This was a report that was brought to council. When was it?
I don't know if our viewers would know, maybe remember, it's within the past year, 6 months, that we brought a report to committee. And, and frankly, it didn't get much reaction, and I don't know why it didn't, but maybe we didn't paint the picture well enough, I don't know. Barb will also know that I had scheduled a meeting to meet with Barb and others to try and raise the issue once again in a different manner, and unfortunately I was called to Alberta and couldn't be here for the meeting. It did take place. I've talked to Liz Weaver from the Round Table, and she's going to bring together a table of people, including Children's Aid, etc., and tries to raise the issue through the Poverty Round Table from a policy perspective, because there's none of us, and myself included, that would disagree with the issue, totally support the issue. We've been caught in many audits, and we try not to get caught in an audit, and we obey the rules? In the main, we obey the rules as much as, well, we do, we obey the rules. That's not to say that I always support the rules, but I have to live up to my obligations. So I came from Alberta. The system there was much more supportive of kinship care, and that's the way I think it should be here. And I would do everything in my power, which is advocate. I'll write another council report. I'll write letters. We're going to the Poverty Roundtable. And if it was up to me, I would advocate for the Alberta, same as the Alberta program, which I think is fair in terms of the dollars that are provided and the supports that are provided to grandparents, because I can't disagree with you. I don't know what I would do. I agree with you. I think it's expensive. And I also agree that the information probably isn't there for you in terms of what other benefits are there to support you. So I think that that's something that I can definitely work at too, in terms of what are all those free programs or subsidized programs that are out there, because there is some, and you probably just, Arlene, don't, as you said, people don't know that they're there. So I think that it's an injustice. I totally agree with you. So I'm there. I am there. You might not think I am, but I am. I have to obey the rules, but I can do whatever I can within the system to
just lobby
and
advocate. Fred, that the main battle point eventually now is that the minister had the audacity to tell them, well, they should go on welfare. But in a lot of cases, if you have a small pension, or you own a home, a modest home, or you have a car, you don't qualify. Yeah. So it's absolutely ridiculous.
That's not the right answer.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And I agree with that. So I just want to tell you, I support everything you're doing. My kids are getting older, and they'll have kids, and I hope that don't have the same circumstance, but if I do, I hope that there are supports out there that would help folks get through that process, because you're doing exactly the right thing, taking care of kids that others may not be able to for whatever reason. and better in the home than in some other location. So I have 100% support for me in terms of the process. But we would be happy to connect with Mr. Mayor and draft a letter. I think I can do that from my office on a personal basis, for starters. And I think when Joanne can bring a report back to council and re-identify the issue in terms of the impacts and how we can better support you with the province supporting and bringing the money that they should be bringing.
Just a point of information, Fred, there are other communities that have actually said no to the ministry, and they're continuing supporting their people.
Well, my understanding is, Paul, and that may be true.
It is true.
My understanding is that the majority of the municipalities are following the rules like we do. Now, we have lots of issues in terms of...
There's only two, Ottawa and Hamilton.
There's only... So I don't know that, Paul.
I'm trying to help you out.
Well, I appreciate that, Paul, but you know, we'll dig up our information.
The trouble is that the other municipalities may be doing it, but they're not going to come public, so we've asked. And I've asked even at the table of my colleagues across the province that they won't say.
Sure.
They won't
And we also have a $12 million ongoing social service shortfall that we deal with every year, that we continue to deal with, that we hope the service delivery review will fix. Not necessarily 100% confident of that, but I hope. So we're going cap in hand to deal with the social service offloading that we're getting right now. And we are, in Hamilton, for whatever reason, an attractor for folks from other areas that are also asking for social services that have come from other places. Because we're affordable, and that's not the biggest part of the problem, but it is part of the problem. So we've got lots of issues in terms of monies that aren't being delivered to municipalities to then deliver to others in our community, because we're getting shortchanged on a number of different levels. But you're getting shortchanged, in my view, on this issue, because you should be supported for doing what you're doing. So happy to draft a letter to the minister, and I'll also make a personal call to the minister and have a chat, and then Joanne can bring a report back, and I don't know when that could be.
I'll schedule it, because I think I should bring it while there's momentum there. So I think I can't bring it November the 19th. The time, but I can bring it December the 3rd. So I'll ask somebody to write the report. I think what we do in this report differently than the other is strongly advocate for Alberta model, sort of, if you're in agreement with that.
Yeah.
And then now that you know it's December the 3rd, somebody, and I wouldn't suggest a whole group, but somebody could come and make a presentation to council, the same committee, the same day that report's going to go through. Okay. So that's December the 3rd.
And hopefully council will ratify directive to the ministry to reinstate these grandmothers.
There'll be two options in there, either to reinstate and to, at the same time, advocate. Because even at 520, I think the foster care allowance and all the supports is much better than the OW.
Absolutely.
And that's the way we should
There's one other, a couple others that want to speak.
I'm just listening to the conversation, and I just want to say, when we were at the April 10th meeting, you had placed in chair Gillian Hendry, and she made a statement that this amount of money or this particular benefit that goes with the temporary care assistance is no big deal to the city of Hamilton. We heard her say it twice.
And the amount of money.
I think what you're saying is that we only paid 20 cents, so for us the cost is not huge.
And this is why I think it needs to be returned immediately. Temporary care assistance actually is so imperative. A lot of these grandchildren are suffering out fetal alcohol syndrome. They also have ADHD. They require medication to even go to school, or otherwise the CAS will be coming to get those children. This is imperative. You know how it works. 2.5 years we've been fighting this out to get someone to listen to us, that this is a necessary benefit. And it's just such a slow-moving process. Why? I'm just asking you to really take courage. You have that ability in the... in your community and social services, you have the virtue of courage in adversity to stand up when it's only 20 cents on the dollar. Hamilton is not going to stand by and not place this back. It needs to go back to TCA until in the year 2525, when they actually make a decision to do something for the next generation. I really am imperatively asking you, all of these grandparents, 1005 and all the locals that came, all the community that supported us out there today, we need it.
Grandparents raising grandchildren find a job
something. There's no glory to this job. We don't expect it. It's family. Whatever the reason these children were placed in our care, there's many circumstances. Some parents have died. Parents aren't capable of looking after the children at that time. Some may be incarcerated. Some may be drug addicts. Okay, so it kind of fits a wide span of why these children are in your grandparents' care. The most important part that we feel as grandparents, that we say over and over again, is these children only have one chance to grow up. And they're living in the city of Hamilton. They were cut off first. And many of these children need extensive care, whether they have a disability or not. They're denied many medical prescriptions because the grandparents don't have a drug card. If the grandparent is receiving OW or is receiving ODSP, they're limited to that amount of money that they're getting from the government already. So the children aren't living on the edge of poverty or right in poverty. Many of these grandparents find that they're remortgaging their properties. They're having to make do with barely any food just to make sure that those grandchildren are getting their medication in order for them to attend school and function properly on a normal basis. So this is really critical that some program that the TCA be reinstated or that an appropriate program be put in place so that these children's future is not in peril, that it's balanced, you know, that they receive what other children in Canada receive, the right to grow up. We're not asking for them to grow up in wealth, but we're asking that they have a level playing field, that they can perhaps have pizza on pizza day at school, that a school trip is not going to be, put by the wayside because of lack of funding, that a broken shoe is not a crisis. I mean, it can happen, and it has within our group, where a pair of shoes broke down, the grandparent didn't have enough money to get another pair. So this is not about the grandparents. It's about the grandchildren that are the future of our society. If they were in care, the cost to the taxpayers would be staggering. There wouldn't be enough foster care for these children. And they do, while staying in family, the one critical thing is they still have access to see their parents and other relatives, aunts and uncles. A lot of people don't realize as grandmothers, we have other grandchildren as well that we would like to visit, but we can't put all the money all over the place. It's very, and many that are on CPP cannot afford to pay for vital things for the children. So we need, as citizens of this city, we're asking you, as our elected mayor, to please pick up this banner for us as well, because Paul Miller has gone to the parliament, but now we need, as Hamiltonians, to stand up for all the grandchildren across this province that have been eliminated from the TCA and get assistance right away, or we have to have representation and strong message sent to the McGuinty government that we need this help. This is not something that's irrelevant. This is something that's vital to their care and their well-being, and that's what we wish is well-being and love for these children, so we need a strong message that you're supporting us, as well as Paul Miller has been great in bringing forth this to the government. And we just are at a loss now. We're going to forge ahead, and we're not dropping this ball. We're going to continue to fight this for all the grandchildren across this province.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much.
I want to say one thing. These children already have one strike against them. Can you imagine the look on your grandchild's face when somebody said, why doesn't your own mother even want you? Are these children going to go into foster homes where nobody wants them? Or are they going to go into a home with loving grandparents who give up everything?
I appreciate that. I think that's you're doing a wonderful thing. I can't imagine you doing anything else other than what you're doing. And the government ought to be helping you do it. So I agree with you. We will craft the letter to go to the minister, and I'll make a call. And hopefully we'll have some traction there. So we'll do whatever we can to help you get the funding from the province. I think that's they need to live up to that. I think laudable goal. They would make the right choice if they gave you the funding that you require, because the alternatives, in my humble opinion, would be much more expensive over the long term. So getting the kids established and in proper homes and with loving grandparents is a stable environment that will avoid future problems. So short-term funding for long-term benefit makes sense to me. It's on a numbers basis, but you're doing exactly the right thing.
So Fred, when can we expect the report to come out?
Joanne just said, I think December. I think
December to talk about. It's
good.
And then it goes to council.
And they'll discuss it in the appropriate committee. Yeah. And then we'll move from there and maybe draft some legislation from the city to the province.
Well, I'm gonna draft my own letter to the premier on my own right now, or today or tomorrow, or when we get to it. So it'll be going out promptly, and I'll make a call. Council will have a look at the policy and maybe then reinforce whatever else comes out of that thereafter.
Thank you.
All right.
And just to be clear, what it takes to actually get the system back is just a change to the directives to the municipalities on how to apply this program. So if they were to simply just change their instructions, so that it doesn't require policy change, just change the instructions, and we're good to go.
Yeah, I think we understand that. I guess you also understand that we already have funding shortfalls. And I do appreciate, why doesn't Hamlet just step up and cover it?
Well, they are uploading a lot of stuff, too.
We're waiting to see what they do on in the next week or so, that we expect an announcement on social service downloading or uploading, and that hopefully the province will take these social service issues back into the provincial realm completely, get it off the municipal tax base, which has been an ongoing problem, not only in terms of delivery but also in terms of shortfalls that we just don't happen to have covered by the province, as well as it continues to increase on an ongoing basis, and it should be spread out across the province. So I think you agree with that, and I think
I think
we need to, we're anxiously awaiting. So it's rather timely, actually, so hopefully this will get rolled into that whole process. So that would be the best possible solution for everybody, that this is sorted out through that process. But if not, we'll continue on.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Good for the kids.
Thanks.
Thank you.